Welcome to this week's Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. World-class entrepreneurs have world-class mentors. Every single week, I give you a new mentor. This week, it's a little bit different. This is with my actual mentor and great friend, James McCormack. James came into my life about 10 years ago and has reshaped and redefined how I think about business and how I think about life. He's had that big an impact on me. And this week, you get to hear from him. It's all about making dramatic change, how you do it, and where it can lead to. Here is your mentor, James.
Going green, becoming more sustainable, it's everywhere, right? Everyone wants to be greener and do their bit to help. But sometimes, for your business, there are more important things to do. It's hard to find the time. Well, take it out of your hands because it's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. They have the time and the experts to sort it for you. And the best bit is, it'll help your business, save you time, money, and energy. Perfect, right? The Green for Business audit will assess your business and tell you where you can make changes, and the new energy efficiency grant will help you pay for those changes, and your local enterprise office will sort the whole process for you. Go to www.allinadayswork.ie/green, fill out the form that takes less than 2 minutes, and your local enterprise office will take it from there. Going green? It's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum, and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of The Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today.
I saw myself in a mirror. And I didn't like what I saw. I remember very, very vividly the moment that happened. It was 2017 in Spain with my family. My two young kids. So I had Sally was only two at that stage, and Charlie was about three. And we were doing a family selfie, and I took it, and I looked at the selfie later, and I was like, "Who is that guy in the picture?" I was like, "That's not me. It's just this obese guy." And having the two kids on your shoulder, like, it's like, that's what you live for. Every time I tell the story, I fucking cry. Because it means so much to me. It meant so much to me at the moment, and that they mean so much to me that I was letting them down. I was letting them down, and that's the base standard. I couldn't let them down. So
what did you do next?
I made a promise to myself that I'd be their role model of the standard that I felt that a dad should be. And that was way higher than I was at the moment, you know, but I was 125 kilos, which, if that means to anybody, it's very heavy. I was drinking nearly every day, mostly not aggressive drinking, but mostly just to forget about the anxiety that I had about, you know, failure probably in business and letting everyone down. And I just made a promise to myself that I would be a better dad to them. Obviously, that has a knock-on effect to being a better husband to Linda, being a better leader in business, and then being a valuable friend to people, you know. All of those kind of things are important to me. So I made a promise, and then the first thing I did was typically extreme of what I tend to follow after that process, was you go from one extreme of, you know, drinking heavily and terrible diet and being emotionally reactive to every single thing that happened to you in the day, being angry, blaming everybody for everything, not being aware of your, of the waves that you create in the world, only being aware of how everyone is affecting you and how terrible everyone else is, and, you know, how that person, you know, did this, and, you know, and, you know, the first thing I did was I came home and I got up at 5 a.m. in the morning and I went for a 5K run, which was extremely difficult for me because I was quite overweight. But in the process of getting up out of bed, I woke up the whole house and I annoyed Linda, you could say, to no end. And she barred me from getting up at 5 a.m. to go for runs. But that was the start of it. I started running. I started going to the gym. I was scared to go to the gym.
Really?
Embarrassed to go to the gym.
I think anyone looking at you now, if you're listening on audio, you can flick over to YouTube and you can see James in all his beautiful glory. You look like a fit, athletic, strong person. You look like the kind of archetype of, you know, the kind of the strong, athletic person a lot of people try to be like. So for you, I think to say that is quite revealing. I think it'll be interesting to a lot of people listening and watching that. How did he feel like that? If you look at him now, and like, I think a lot of people
I'm strong,
feel like that.
But, you know, 6 years ago, I wasn't. And I was embarrassed because I didn't know how to use the machines in the gym. I didn't know how to lift. And aside from being weak, I just didn't know how to do anything. And Linda, who's my wife, is very fit. She was going to the gym already before me. So it was her who pushed me to go in. We hired a personal trainer. We actually did joint personal training.
Okay.
We did it as a couple for, I don't know how long, actually, maybe 6 months. And then I started doing personal training by myself with a trainer called Anthony in Raw, who's really good, and he really kind of helped me kind of give the confidence to say, okay, this is how you do a deadlift. This is how you do X. This is how you do Y. And now I'm able to go in and work out by myself, and have done for the last number of years.
I think that's important, though, to highlight, because I think a lot of people stop at the bit you talked about there, whereby I'm just embarrassed. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, I just won't do it. I think it's interesting to kind of break it down, because it can seem really insurmountable when you have these new challenges and you're like, I don't even know where to start. I've talked about this with you repeatedly, the blank page problem, where you're just like looking at going, I don't even know what the first step is. Never mind, take it. So I think that external accountability piece of like, you hired someone to help you, and then you're accountable to them, you're accountable to Linda, and then you get the knowledge, and therefore like the difficulty comes down.
Yeah, and I was motivated straight away because I saw immediate results. You know, when you're that overweight as well, and you're that unfit, and you start having even a small bit of, you know, consistency, you see dramatic changes. And I put a picture up on my Instagram, I don't know, 2018 maybe, and I was holding a 25 kilo plate. And that was showcasing the amount of weight that I'd lost.
Wow.
In a particular, might have been a year period or something. And I was getting in good shape. And that just aesthetically gives you a huge amount of confidence, because you can feel like you can go out into the world and you can, you know, be challenged. And you can, you know, challenge for whatever you want to achieve. If
the inner and the outer are linked. I think it's not like you have to look great to feel great, but definitely for me, I know when I'm disciplined and I'm on my diet and I'm on training, I feel better, and my internal then is calmer, because it's just one less thing to be concerned about, to be anxious about. You're like, I think why I struggle with that is that my inner promise is broken to myself. I find it interesting you said you made a promise. I find that really, really interesting, because you don't want to break promises.
No.
I think a lot of people make resolutions and they make goals and they make this. So I'm fascinated to break down with you that whole process of like reshaping your entire life.
The promise was to my kids, you know, ultimately. Like that's the real driver, you know. You know, like being the physical embodiment of the person I want to become is important. Like I want to look like I am in my head. I want to look like how I think mentally. Because I want my kids to learn from that. Because that's what I learned when I was young. I didn't learn that. I learned something different. And that's ultimately what led me to that moment of, you know, making that promise. And I feel very lucky that I was able to have the mental strength to make and the awareness, whatever it was that clicked. I feel very lucky that I had that moment and that I was able to start and kickstart a massive change.
How have you maintained that? Because starting is one thing, but maintaining it and sitting here with me, what do we know, nearly 6 years after you started, how do you maintain that day in, day out, quarter, quarter, year on year?
I look at my kids every day and I question myself every day. And I said, if I don't do this, then, you know, they're the ones who are going to suffer. So ultimately, well, maybe suffer is an extreme word, but like that's my driver. So all I have to do is look at my kids. And that's what gets me up at 5:30 every morning to go to the gym, even though I typically don't want to get up at 5:30 in the morning and go to the gym. I get up and I go and I do the things that I don't really like doing. That early, get it out of the way. But there's loads of things I don't enjoy doing that we have to do, you know. And in saying that, I do love when I'm in the gym working out. I absolutely love it. It's that moment of getting out of bed and in the cold winter mornings.
There's friction. You got to trick yourself. You got to trick yourself into doing it. It's weird. It's so strange that feeling you get after the gym. There's no high like it. But yet your body resets overnight and the alarm goes off at 5:30 and you're like, oh my God, so difficult. It's wild.
It's a great buzz. I love it. So strength is important to me right now in my life anyway, I think, and in general terms for longevity and everything. I think being strong going into your 80s is important, but like I like seeing and I like overloading the bar every week and getting a little bit stronger, even though the progress is slow. It's a little bit stronger. I get a lot of satisfaction from that.
If you enjoyed that chat with James, I guarantee you'll love the whole thing. So go back to episode 302 or click the link in the description below.